hang on just a moment. WTAW news time is 8:04. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. We have Sergeant Dane with the college state. Oh, we're going to lose this call.
Yes.
We'll have to tell you a little more about that accident at Rock Prairie and Welburn. I couldn't get this together technically.
Well, that's okay. We got a couple of listeners who called in, and they could kind of let us know that the police are working the accident right there at Rock Prairie and Welburn Road. Are you getting information as we speak? Is that what's going
no,
on?
No, I wasn't able to get that
that's
through.
Okay.
I hit the wrong button and lost the call.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about that. Okay, what's happening is that the police are working it right now, and there is traffic that can move north toward campus, but understand that it's really getting backed up on Rock Prairie, as you can imagine. So if you want to take an alternate route before you get there, would probably be good. You know, mornings generally, Texas Avenue is not the way to go, but that might be something to do there, and then Deacon, and then sneak across if you want to, and cut over through Old College Station, and make your way to campus that way. But staying away from Rock Prairie and Welburn Road is probably the best thing to do. We can just tell you that right now. And again, it's been going on for about 45 minutes. Okay.
Thank you for that update, Scott.
Sure.
The first week of school after the holiday break didn't translate to an increase in flu cases in Brazos County. The health department's weekly update for the period ending last Sunday counted 174 patients. That's down from 249 the previous week. In Brazos County, since flu season began, there have been more than 1,500 cases. That's up 260 from a year ago. One reason for the increase may be this year's flu vaccine, which federal officials say has worked in only 23% of the population. Officials at the Centers for Disease Control emphasize taking antiviral medications at the first sign of getting the flu. Yesterday was the first day in over a week that we've seen the sun in the Bryan College Station area. And now we won't have this technical portion of our show. Scott, if you have a second to play a 30-second commercial. And if not, we'll go ahead and get that audio for you right now.
Some may have noticed it more than others, but Dr. David Ernest of the Texas A&M Health Science Center says the shorter winter days coupled with no sun can have an effect on you.
People experience to some degree over the past 7 days in this area is that without that sort of long days and then bright sunshine during the daytime to sort of keep our clocks synchronized properly, you can see or experience changes in mood and affect and, you know, just basically how people feel.
Ernest says sleep patterns are also impacted because people want to sleep more on gray days. He encourages people to maintain normal sleep-wake cycles during sunless time periods to keep their internal biological clocks running smoothly. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Federal authorities have determined this year's flu. We've covered that. Tomorrow, the Lincoln Center in College Station is hosting an event to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. Supervisor Lance Jackson says the DreamWorks Conference includes several sessions throughout the day.
Those sessions deal with, you know, personal development, character and leadership, community development, being involved civically.
Jackson says there are three different tracks, teen, spiritual, and community. Go online to cstx.gov for session times and descriptions. Governor Perry gave a Texas-sized farewell to 30 years of state service yesterday.
I leave you with this. Be true to Texas, always, and she will be true to you.
And Perry called on the legislature, where he began his political career, to continue in a spirit of bipartisanship. He'll decide by May whether to attempt a second campaign for president. The second full term of State Representative John Rainey of Bryan began with supporting Joe Strauss's reelection as House Speaker during the first vote for that position in 40 years.
I truly like Joe Strauss. I think he's a really decent human being. I don't view him as the liberal that some folks do. The one thing I can always say about Speaker Strauss is he has always told me your job is to vote your district. And I think that is a pretty good way of handling it.
Rainey says he appreciates Strauss never asking him to vote a particular way on any bill. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 38 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We all know varicose veins aren't attractive, but did you realize they can be the sign of a larger cardiovascular problem? Here's something you should know. Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. Early identification of venous insufficiency can prevent painful, unnecessary suffering. Treatment is a non-surgical outpatient procedure. Varicose veins are preventable with basic lifestyle changes, and only a physician can share the true cause of varicose veins. Schedule a free screening, or for more information from the doctors at Brazos Vein Institute, go to brazosvein.com.
It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy the local wines in a rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here are the numbers.
Sun and clouds today. Temperatures will approach 60 degrees this afternoon. That certainly will feel good. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows somewhere between 35 and 40. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny and a bit warmer for tomorrow. Highs near 65. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be near 45. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Sunday. High temperatures on Sunday near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11. Let's go to Austin. Kyle Cassell joins us. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Like to get your thoughts. The governor with his basically farewell address to the legislature after 30 years of service to the state.
Wow. Thank you, Rick and Anita Perry. Incredible 30 years. I can't say it any better than he did. Be true to Texas, and she will truly be true to you.
Well, do you have any sense over we're going to see him again out in the public arena?
You know, I'm not a bookie in Vegas, but I'm going to tell you he's probably going to make a good run for president. How's that?
Well, you know, and certainly a lot of the things were circumstantial. I mean, Texas has some great growth, and, you know, he can certainly take some credit for that. And the Texas model, I think, is certainly a good one. So, again, we'll see. We've certainly had people who've run for president more than once. I know we were talking to John Rainey yesterday. The committee assignments have not been made yet, and so you can't actually – get to work when it comes to that. But, you know, one thing I'd like to get your thoughts on is I think Representative Acock has already said we can't wait for the judge's ruling on public education to really talk about what we're going to do there. What are your thoughts as far as what can be done in advance of the judge's ruling to set up some sort of a course for public education funding?
Well, I agree with Chairman Acock. I was actually, you know, as we talk about what we can and can't do and waiting for the governor and lieutenant governor to be officially sworn in next week, I met with Jimmy Don, I think, on Wednesday. We're very fortunate to have Gary Van Deaver coming in from House District 1, a former superintendent, Marcia Farney, former State Board of Education, and Ken King on public ed out of Canadian. So I've been meeting with those folks. As you know, I represent 31 ISDs, and I agree. It's time for us to take the lead on this, and so I'm pushing for a meeting. I'll probably meet with all those individuals next week and get a sense of where we're going to head with public education and what we can do to help and move this along before, you know, the earliest indication is August on the court ruling, and that's unacceptable.
You know, you are, Kyle Cassell joining us, you are the classic definition of a rural state representative. There's really not any major metropolitan area that you are representing. You're on the outskirts of some, but you basically talk to a lot of farmers and ranchers and people of the earth. What do you see as far as times are changing and the populations are shifting in Texas? What do you see this legislature as being? Are we going to see more urban needs, and what kind of influence are they going to have over what the legislative picture is this year?
I mean, the best way I can answer that it's going to force us to make sure we have strong rural representation. You know, as most people are looking on the outside, looking at the R versus D, you know, I've said this many times to you, this is rural versus urban, and we contain and control all the natural resources in this state that all those urban areas need, and, you know, we are blessed. I've got Pancho Nevarez and Drew Springer, Trent Ashby, Travis Clardy. There's some great rural reps, and we do You know, in fact, I think there's about six of us on our Hall E2 400 that are all rural reps with five counties or more. And, you know, those coalitions are going to be important as the state becomes more urban and the population moves to San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas.
Yeah, and that's it. Again, truth be told, four of the 11 largest cities in America are in Texas, and they are going to ask for more. They're going to ask for more water. They are going to ask for more natural resources. They are going to want to be put closer to the front when it comes to the feeding line, and how can you smaller guys really protect the rural wishes, the rural desires, the rural freedoms with this?
I mean, that is where it comes into being a good representative for your district. It is staying involved in every aspect of the legislature, building relationships. I mean, there is another body. It's called the Senate. Yeah.
You
know, working with those guys. The good news with us rural reps is we usually have two to three senators that we are fortunate enough to work with. So my relationship with Senator Birdwell and Senator Schwartner is paramount in that. And, you know, they have rural areas that they cover. You know, they usually ask me to make sure I'm in the rural smaller towns so they can concentrate on the big populations. But, you know, that's just a stairwell upstairs to talk to Birdwell and Schwartner, and, you know, we can make sure, you know, our teams are working together every day.
Well, let's look across the Capitol to that other body. Only 31 of them. I would have to characterize Dan Patrick as more politically active than David Dewhurst. I mean, this guy certainly has an outspoken agenda. What do you see for the future of the Senate in this current session?
You know, we can think about it in numerous ways. I will say this. I am excited about a lot of the people he has hired. He has a bold vision. He has talked in front of the cameras and behind the cameras. You know, I think he's going to do a very good job, but time will tell. So we'll see how these super committees and some of these bold statements he's made, how they affect that body. And like John told you yesterday, we got the rules through the House. We're ready to go to work on Wednesday. When the Senate sits down to do rules, it's going to be a different story, I think. But I'll be in the Senate gallery watching, and I'll keep you posted as they happen.
All right. And finally today, of course, for the first time in 40 years, an open vote for the Speaker of the House. And Joe Strauss won hands down. Your thoughts on why they had the open vote, and what does that mean?
You know, we can look at it a number of ways. I look at it simply as this. The true gentleman leader that we need to lead the people's House was elected to lead the House of Representatives. Joe's done an incredible job. He's an incredible individual. He does not look at party or urban versus rural. He helps each member take care of their district. And, I mean, that is what each and every 149 representatives need from a speaker, is the ability to take care of their district. And Joe and his team give us that opportunity every day.
District 12 Rep Kyle Cazell joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. We'll talk to you next Friday, Kyle.
Scott, I look forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Let's turn our attention to College Station. And Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
All right. You brought a guest.
I did. Place one College Station City Councilwoman and Mayor Pro Tem.
Absolutely.
Blanche Briggs.
She came in, pointed at the chair, said, "That's my chair right there." Blanche, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's get right started with the oil and gas ordinance revisions that are coming up. Obviously, this is something that a lot of people are interested in. As one member of council, what do you think these revisions are going to look like?
Well, number one, let me say that there is a blog today on the city website by Alan Gibbs, the city engineer, that will be discussing the provisions that are going to be presented to the council next week. I think that they're going to be looking at the entire issue as best they can. They presented these to us back in November, and we asked them to go back and do a little bit more work on the requirements and the issues involved and meet with both sides, and they have done this. The staff has really worked, I think, very well and diligently to listen to both sides of the issue. Both have legitimate concerns, and the bottom line is, you know, we live in Texas. We live in Brazos County on the Eagle Ford Shale area. So we have got to deal with the burdens and the blessings that come from the oil and gas industry. And that's what we're trying to look toward doing in these regulations, to offer something that's reasonable, and that both sides can feel that they have been heard and there have been responses made, not perfect responses. There is no perfect button to hit that comes out with what everyone wants, but that there has been an honest attempt to listen and to deal with these issues.
Well, you know, of course, things have changed from a year and a half ago, and everybody was pretty excited about the amount of money that was coming out of the ground in Texas. Since that time, obviously, everybody knows what's happened in Denton, what's happened in the state of New York. Mm-hmm. And do you, as an elected official in College Station, have you been getting any kind of feedback as far as concern for health issues and safety issues? And tell me kind of what the volume of that has been.
Well, we have been getting emails from the standpoint of safety and concern, and that's part of our strategic vision for the city, is to protect the health and safety of the citizens and the neighborhoods. The volume, I can't give you an exact count, but I would say we've been getting 2 to 3 a day for sure on that side, at least.
Well, I mean, and let me give you all a peek behind the curtain. I'll liken it to Rush Limbaugh. Rush is controversial in the things that he does. We would get emails from advertisers finding out that actually what had happened is this was something that had started up in New Hampshire someplace, and they'd planted a seed, and then people get concerned about something, and after we talk to them, they understand a little bit more. My concern is, are we getting outside influences that may be kind of cooking the numbers, if you will?
Well, there is that concern. We do not have the amount of scientific research that we would like to have. But, you know, we live in College Station. Texas A&M is renowned for its petroleum engineering department and the Petroleum Institute. We have reached out to these people who obviously are respected in their field and have produced credible research, and to the oilmen in this area as well that have done respected businesses in the past in their drilling. We've reached out to this, and oddly enough, some of the best research has come from the oil and gas industry itself, because they have attempted to be sure they're not operating outside the bounds, because they stand to lose not only the same things every citizen stands to lose if health and safety are threatened, but they stand to lose their businesses also. Now, we can't guarantee that every person operating on any regulation is going to be faithful to them, but we're trying to do the best we can using the research that's so readily available here and the research that's been sent to us from the citizens who are very concerned.
Well, I want to give you an opportunity to answer this, and if it's outside of your realm, I certainly understand. Have we gotten any kind of an estimation of how long it's going to take to extract this stuff from under College Station?
Well, I did hear one of the experts that in that field say that it generally takes about 6 months to drill the well. And then the well is closed. I mean, it's over. You're pumping from it. And in that sense, the real concerns for noise or the air quality and all come then. So it's in a 6 month period. Now, if you're talking about for how long to get to all of the amount in this area, I don't think they can predict, because number one, look at the economy right now, oil at $50 a barrel, you're going to see it slowing down.
Just as soon hold off, sure, could understand that.
Or maybe drilling what you have to hold on to a lease, but not really developing it. There are so many other concerns that come into that.
Well, we're not settled on it, and obviously we'll talk about it again, but I know there are other things you'd like to talk about. One of the things that I know is near and dear to you is the bike trails and the hiking trails in College Station. I'd like to get your thoughts on where we are there.
Well, I think we're doing a good job on that. I do serve on that committee, and we have planned a work study to look at the walkability and bikeability of the trails to be sure that we're maintaining them in the best way possible. They are providing the citizens, the ones that we do have, with that opportunity, and also to look at the best practices for the future and how we will develop them in the future. So I think we never are as far along as I wish we could be, because it's a financial issue. We did get quite a bit of support out of the 2008 bond issue, and we developed that and are continuing to develop the trails that come under that. So I believe that we're moving in the right direction.
Where are we with the Nature Center at Lick Creek?
That's an interesting question. The Nature Center at Lick Creek, I believe, will get underway in June. It got slowed down somewhat because they found out they didn't have the water flow to protect the building of that center. So they had to go in and do the piping necessary.
Heck, we can get bitten plenty of rain now.
Yeah, well, I'll come back and talk to you about that in July.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's probably
the
right.
First time a center goes up there. But they feel that'll be finished by about May, and putting in the pipes that are necessary for that. And then the design and everything is being completed. And it's supposed to begin, I think, in June, and maybe will be completed within, I don't want to say 6 months, but I'd like to hope so.
Okay. Blanche Brick, who's the mayor pro tem of College Station, joining us. Another thing you're plugged into is mobility and transportation. And I know that College Station's in the process of putting in kind of a coordinated real-time traffic movement system.
Yes. It's not cheap, but it's important. I think that that as we grow, and we've seen our growth continue to increase, we can't necessarily expand all of the roads. Some of them are expanded as far as they can with the development around them. So the next step is to look at what we can do to manage the traffic flow. And I think our Department of Public Works is working very well in trying to look at updated ways of managing the lights and making them able to respond more quickly to the traffic needs. That's one thing that would help. I know that other things are, obviously, we've got to do a better job of also maintaining the roads and keeping them up. And that's a concern of mine, too, because I've driven on several roads I keep yelling about.
Well, now, all right, and then there are those 7 weekends when we have all these strangers come in, and we found out, I guess, this week at the Bryan City Council meeting that Post Oak Mall has asked Get to the Grid to not come back. That's going to, it doesn't impact necessarily Bryan College Station residents because they may have other ways to get there, but this is going to be a real problem.
Yes, it is. And I will tell you frankly, I said from the beginning, before I even knew the cost of the increase of Kyle Field, that we had better look at helicopter pads to helicopter people in to get them there at a set date and time. But that was half jokingly.
I understand.
But at the same time, that has been a concern of mine from the very beginning. I do believe that the game day plan that we have developed with Bryan, with the county, with A&M, we're all into this plan and financially and planning-wise. I believe it has the potential to help with this. But oddly enough, a lot of this is going to have to come from citizens. They've learned to carpool. They've learned drop-off. They've learned how to. Now, those are the ones here, as you said,
right,
that find out better ways. But even those who come in and stay in motels, they know what they're facing getting there. I would also say that I think we may have to take to a rather low-tech solution, in that I've been over there at times and seen George Bush completely blocked. And even though you've got the lights managed, there are cars there. You don't go. So we may have to just put people at major intersections, the policemen, to stop that kind of blockage,
yeah,
and move traffic on. Now, that doesn't provide parking, and you're directly concerned with parking. I know that Bryan has offered the downtown garage as a facility. It's a little further than most people would like, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, but it doesn't sit on the bypass either.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
difficult.
That's,
well,
right.
That's, again, it's not for the citizens of Bryan College Station necessarily, but they're going to be impacted. I'd like to get your thoughts on just a couple of things real quickly, and that would be, number one, staff has apparently suggested to council that y'all not be in the natatorium business at all on any level at this time. What are your thoughts there?
Well, that's been a controversial issue for quite a while. The school district at first asked us to consider it with them, and they did not get a positive response on that. Natatoriums are quite complicated and very expensive places to operate correctly, to build and operate correctly. I think the response is that me, just as one member of council, is that if we got significant interest and help from not only the school district but the county that I would be willing to look at the city being involved in some proportion of a deal that would be put together.
Are we talking hot funds here?
Well, that's also been debated, how many people it would draw in, but there is the feeling that some could be used.
In essence, as one member of council, are you in agreement with what staff recommended?
Of not having anything? Not having anything under the current conditions, but that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Under other conditions, it might could be considered.
Okay. Secondly, James Benham mentioned the idea of basically having a food truck court in the old Albertsons parking lot behind Schlotsky's and IHOP. Kind of an interesting idea. Your thought as one member of council?
Well, I heard that come up at the very end of the meeting, and I'm not opposed to his asking for staff to look into it, and I will wait to reserve my judgment until I see what they come back with. I was a little surprised because we do have an understanding with the Northgate Business Association there, and that food trucks can operate in Northgate and in certain proximity to existing businesses. And I think that's a pretty good arrangement, actually, for us to have, because people who have businesses in brick-and-mortar locations are paying taxes on that and upkeep, and we have to consider that as an important element in all of this.
Certainly. Anything else on your radar screen today you'd like to talk about?
Wow. Well, I'm excited that we've gotten the committee appointed for the CIP. That's going to be coming up. They're going to have an opening meeting next Tuesday. And I think we have a good committee. I always find that the part of my job that I like the most is hearing from citizens. So I'm looking forward to what they have to say and how they come up with priorities. We have, obviously, with growth, we have many opportunities and challenges facing us. So I'm excited about that. And I suppose that's the main thing, I guess, I would bring forward, to be sure that everyone in the city knows and checks out who's on that committee, and if they have comments to make, they make it to them.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Blanche Brick, City Council member and Mayor Pro Tem. Anything else?
quick mention, Councilwoman Brick talked about City Engineer Alan Gibbs having a blog post related to the oil and gas ordinance revisions. That should be posted later today at blog.cstx.gov. We'll put out the word on that. City offices are closed on Monday. And a quick reminder that registration continues for Brazos Valley Senior Games. Visit cstx.gov/seniors.
There you go. Jay Sokol here. We visit with folks from College Station on Friday. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Go to dealers.com.
When the experts start talking about Texas A&M basketball, normally if they pick out a player, they talk about Alex Caruso. Alex is a junior, 6'5". He's from College Station, went to Consolidated High School. Now for his career, 368 assists, 86 this season, over 100 in each of his first two seasons. He scored 601 points. He has 287 rebounds for his career. Coach Billy Kennedy on number 21, Alex Caruso.
Yeah, Alex is a complete player. He stats all the way across the line. You know, he needs to look to shoot the three a little bit more and be a little more aggressive with his shot. I don't like we call them bad twos that are inside the arc where he shoots off the dribble. But, you know, Alex has become more and more a complete player. I think if with Alex Robinson playing better at the point, it'll help Alex Caruso be a better scorer off the ball.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy, the Aggies in Baton Rouge tomorrow to take on the Tigers. A 10:30 broadcast, 11 o'clock tip time. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, two very different stories of two massive consumer tech failures. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
Today I have for you the sad tale of the failure of two huge names in consumer tech. The first is that, to no one's great surprise, the once massive Radio Shack chain announced that bankruptcy is on the way. The company hopes to reorganize, to reopen, rebrand, and reinvent itself. But the days of Radio Shack stores on every corner are over. Radio Shack will never come back as you once knew it. In fact, it may not come back at all. Next is the story of Google Glass. Mighty Google has a big, fat failure on its hands. No one wants these things. People know they look foolish wearing them, and Google has literally ignored all concerns about how these gizmos affect privacy. The lesson here is that, in both cases, management ignored clear signs of trouble. Radio Shack's management literally ran things into the ground. Google's management knows it's too big to fail, but they can make products that do. Keep up with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. For the first time in 8 days, we finally have some sunshine.
You may not have noticed how the absence of sunshine has made you feel over the last week, but sleep cycle expert Dr. David Ernest says several cloudy days in a row can have an effect on you.
The impact that, you know, not being able to see the sun for a long period of time, particularly during the winter when day lengths are shorter, are is that it can have a profound effect on both physical and mental health.
Ernest says shorter winter days and lack of sun can affect the organization of your internal biological clock, which in turn takes a toll on your sleep patterns. His tip for rebooting?
That first day when the bright sunlight is available, just get outside and get some daytime bright light exposure, and that'll help sort of set things back to where they need to be.
Ernest says during bouts of cloudy days, maintain your normal sleep and mealtime cycle. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Federal authorities have determined this year's flu shot has worked in only one-fourth of those who have received a vaccine. Tom Skinner at the Centers for Disease Control says that means there's more importance on antiviral medications.
The key for antiviral medications to work is to get them as soon as symptoms of the flu set in.
In Brazos County, there have been more than 1,500 flu cases this season, up 260 from a year ago. But fewer are catching the bug lately. In the week ending last Sunday, there were 174 patients. That's down from 249 the previous week. The Lincoln Center in College Station is celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this weekend with the DreamWorks Conference. Supervisor Lance Jackson says different sessions throughout the day have something for everyone.
Three different tracks throughout the day: teen, spiritual,
and community.
Jackson says tomorrow's event will include a musical tribute and a guest speaker.
Honored guest speaker is a local guy. Many of you may have heard of him. His name is Chris Field. He's with the Mercy Project. He does a beautiful job.
A schedule of events can be found online at cstx.gov. Do you know why Walmart and other major retailers don't sell liquor? It's because state law prohibits publicly traded companies from doing so. But Walmart is looking to remove the ban, and among the opponents is the Texas Package Store Association. Executive Director Lance Lively says that would result in many of the 1,600 mom-and-pop stores going under.
We've seen in other industries where Walmart's come in and driven small-town hardware stores, as an example, when it went out of business.
A Walmart spokeswoman says their customers want convenience and choice when shopping, which includes adult beverages. Also from Austin was yesterday's annual Texas Transportation Forum. The chairman of the State Transportation Commission says they're looking for more money to relieve increasing traffic congestion. Ted Houghton says overwhelming voter support last November to spend $1.7 billion from the Rainy Day Fund, combined with bond issues and public-private partnerships, are still not enough. The first draft of the Texas House budget includes $6 million for the state's Public Integrity Unit, whose funding was eliminated 2 years ago. The nearly $100 billion spending plan phases out high school steroid testing and continues enhanced border security through 2017. Governor Perry's 30 years of holding Texas political offices ends next Tuesday. Yesterday, he addressed the legislature for the last time.
I've always viewed public service as a worthy calling, where the sun of a tenant farmer can become the governor of the greatest state in the nation.
One of two references Perry made to national politics was about hydraulic fracking, which is done in Texas and Pennsylvania, but not in New York.
One creates jobs. The other appeases a political base at the expense of the people. We have chosen energy security, and we will one day end America's dependence on hostile sources of foreign energy.
Perry will announce his decision about launching a second run for president by May. For the first time in 40 years, the Texas House held an election for Speaker. Representative John Rainey of Bryan was among those who overwhelmingly supported the reelection of Joe Strauss.
I view my vote as a vote for the district and a vote for the people of Texas. We're going to need good leadership. The Speaker has a proven record of conservative voting, although some would question that. I don't know why. I've looked at it real closely. We've done lots of conservative things during his time in office, and I'm pleased.
Rainey doesn't see Strauss being vindictive towards those who have voted for his opponent, particularly as the Speaker considers committee appointments. A fiery wreck in the Eagle Ford oil field south of San Antonio yesterday left five oil field workers dead. DPS reports a tractor trailer loaded with crude oil swerved right to avoid a pickup, slowing down to make a turn. The tanker toppled over, and it was struck by a van and a second truck. That caused the tanker to explode into a massive fireball. Three other people have been hospitalized. WTAW News time is 8:42. It's 42 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
It's 8:43, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sun and clouds today. Temperatures will approach 60 degrees this afternoon. That certainly will feel good. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows somewhere between 35 and 40. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny and a bit warmer for tomorrow. Highs near 65. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be near 45. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Sunday, High temperatures on Sunday near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm just so jazzed it's going to be nice outside for a while, a little bit of sunshine.
Absolutely.
Now we can start talking about global warming again. Yes, let's do that because volcanoes may be helping to slow the rate of global warming. Let's hear it for volcanoes. New study from MIT, and they're smart there, so it must be right, says says small volcanic eruptions might be slowing the output of greenhouse gases and the rate of global warming by as much as half. Discovery News says the effect of the volcanic activity may help explain why the rate of global warming, that's right, global warming, that's what they called it, has decreased in recent years. Oh, so it's volcanoes. Well, let's just get Bruce Willis to go out and start new volcanoes, right? He and Clint Eastwood, they can go out and do that in a movie.
Why not?
Volcanic eruptions see they spew sulfur dioxide, which is in the form of tiny, it forms tiny droplets of sulfuric acid up in the atmosphere. That can infect, block sunlight. And so the researchers say that's what's causing the global warming to slow down. My God, it's almost like nature has done something to balance the system.
Ah,
no.
No.
No, that can't be. No, man can do more than nature. Don't we know that? Just saying. Hey, you heard they've announced that there may be the first ATM that has microbiotic keys so that you won't get sick from the person who used it before you. How's that for interesting?
Very.
Here's something. The first ATM was a failure. The first ATM was a failure. You know why?
No, why?
Because it was mostly used by drug dealers and prostitutes who didn't want to be in front of a teller. truth.
Wow. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey talking to Tracy Frank from Hope Pregnancy Center. A lot going on this year and some things happening this weekend.
Hope Pregnancy Center is entering our 30th anniversary year. And we have, over those past 30 years, grown and changed and evolved. And we are expanding our services now as we move into the new Bryan Center. Hopefully in February. But over the past 30 years, we've served over 22,000 unique individuals, both women and men. We provide free pregnancy tests, limited obstetric ultrasound, a two-week supply of prenatal vitamins, parenting education classes, material assistance through using points from the parenting education class, and that material assistance includes free cribs, free new car seats, free new strollers, baby clothes, and diapers. Our greatest need beyond funds, what nonprofit, you know, doesn't need funds, but our greatest need are peer counseling volunteers and Hannah Closet volunteers. And it's very important that we have these volunteers because the number of clients that we serve is directly related to the number of volunteers that we have. In 2014, we served close to 1,700 unique individuals. But we know if we had had a full contingent of peer counseling volunteers that we would have been close to 18 or to even 2,000 clients. God has equipped Hope to equip you, and so we can train our peer counseling volunteers. You don't have to have any background or experience, just the love of people and the love to serve.
And it's not a big time commitment.
No, the time commitment is 4 hours a week. It's a scheduled time. I mean, you know, it's not 52 weeks out of the year. We understand that there's vacation and time off and everything. So about a 42, 45-week commitment. It's funny. Once you get through the training, people realize it's not for them, or they stay with us for years. So you get trained and involved and you can see the impact that you're having on people's lives, the volunteers stay with us. We have a lot of college volunteers, but the sad thing about that is those folks graduate and move away.
Right.
So we need local volunteers along with our college contingent.
And if someone wants to help but say they don't have the time right now, they could just attend your barbecue this Sunday.
Yes, we are having our annual Sanctity of Human Life Sunday barbecue and bake sale at the Bryan High School Silver Campus Cafeteria. And this is an event that we've had for more years than I can count. Each year we usually serve anywhere from 12 to 1,300 folks. It's a come and go event. There's no real program. Donation at the door. This year is the first year we can take credit cards. So we're excited about that, yes. And we do have drive through. And so you can just drive up in the circle there by the cafeteria, get your barbecue, and go on home to watch the games.
You don't even have to get out of your car.
Don't even have to get out of your car. So if you don't make this barbecue, or if you live out in the Burleson County area, you can come on January 25th and visit us at the Caldwell High School.
Details about all of this, I'm assuming, can be found online.
For information about our services, you can visit hopepregnancy.org. Information on our volunteering and the things that we need and our fundraising events, you can visit partnerwithhope.org.
You can also find Hope Pregnancy Center on Facebook. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Morning, about 9 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What does this say?
Can't you read that?
It's a gub.
I can't read this. What's this? Act natural.
No, it says, please put $50,000 into this bag and act natural.
Well, it does say act natural.
So I'm pointing a gun at you.
That looks like gub. That doesn't look like gun.
No, it's gun.
No, that's gub. That's a B.
No.
Real life imitating art in Croatia. An unidentified man handed the teller a bank hold-up note. The quick-thinking banker told the crook she couldn't understand the note. Could he please tell her what it said? When she kept asking him to repeat his demand louder and louder, he finally lost his temper and said, "I have a bomb! Give me the money!" Well, obviously, that attracted the attention of the nearby security guards who wrestled him to the ground. Maybe she had seen the Woody Allen movie.
Maybe so.
Maybe it's big in Croatia.
And in Croatia, that's maybe how they say gun.
Could be. Police in Washington, D.C. say a guy tried to hold up a 7-Eleven in the northeast section of the nation's capital. It's located where a couple of major roads come together near the D.C.-Maryland line, and, well, apparently, ossifers from both jurisdictions often meet there to talk. Not exactly a good place for a holdup. And unfortunately for Jeffrey Wood, who obviously hadn't done very much research, two officers were in there when he walked in and said, "This is a stick-up!" One of them, in fact, was wearing a badge dangling from around his neck. Jeffrey gave himself up, and the rest is history. Once again, case the joint. Case the joint. So, the way smokers break down nicotine in their bodies could help doctors figure out which therapy is most likely to help the patients kick the habit. Yahoo News says that a research team from both the U.S. and Canada have pinpointed a biomarker that helped determine if nicotine patches or non-nicotine replacement drugs would be the more effective way to go. The faster that the nicotine is metabolized in the body, the more likely it is that the smoker will crave another cigarette, and the harder it is to quit. That's what B.O., the president, tells us. The study, by the way, in Lancet found that people who metabolized nicotine more slowly found that the patch was more effective. As a drug, but it did have side effects, and results could lead to just doing a simple nicotine blood test metabolism type measurement as to whether or not you should chew the gum, take the patch, or do something else. Oh, wait a minute. First thing is you want to stop smoking. If you're not there, then not going to do much good. So you ever heard about this taking an aspirin thing and blood clot deal and heart attacks and all that kind of stuff? You know, there's a lot of people say take a baby aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
More than 10% of the patients who are being prescribed aspirin to prevent a first-time heart attack or stroke should not be taking the medicine. While aspirin can help thin the blood in order to prevent blood clots, new research from Baylor College of Medicine right down the road says that many patients in their situation, aspirin can do more harm than good. After studying 68,000 patients over 10 years, CBS News reporting that they found that patients considered low risk for heart attack or stroke should not take aspirin. They also found that 17% of women are taking aspirin unnecessarily compared with 5% of men. Check with your doc, huh? Check with your doc. Now, when it comes to strokes, this is an interesting little medical deal. The journal Stroke suggests trying to stand on one leg for 20 seconds or more. It can help you gauge. You guys doing it? I know you are. It could help you gauge whether the health of your brain is what it should be. Researchers at the Center of Genomic Medicine in Kyoto said about 1,400 people were asked to stand on one leg and have the other one raised and their eyes open for up to 60 seconds. The average age of the participants was 67 years old. They also tried it twice with the best times used for analysis. Then they got a brain MRI, and they found that those who struggled to balance for 20 seconds had cerebral small vessel disease, which is called SVD, even though they weren't exhibiting any of the signs. And SVD is related to stroke and dementia and Parkinson's. Among the balance impaired, 15% had one microbleed brain lesion, 30% had two. So give it a try. Do it every once in a while, as a matter of fact. Maybe do it in a place where the ground is soft, in case it doesn't work out like it should. But again, try to stand on one leg for 60 seconds with your eyes open and see how that works for you.
Obamacare will affect everybody in one way or another. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. For the people who didn't have health insurance, it could be difficult to prepare your taxes. Let us assist you through the maze that is Obamacare. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 10 years running for taking care of our individual and business clients and tax preparation for both. Just another reason why you need a professional that's available year-round. And we'd love to see people happy and successful. Let Bottom Line help you get there. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. 691-2345.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-98-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 800-987-8335.
Did you know 80% of cardiac events can be prevented with education and lifestyle changes? This is Sherry Welch with the American Heart Association Circle of Red, reminding you to join me and hundreds of others at 11:30 on February 5th at the College Station Hilton for the Go Red for Women's Luncheon and Silent Auction. Be entertained by one of the top five female comedians in the country, Diana Jordan, as seen on HBO and Showtime. Get your tickets today from BrazosCountyGoRed.heart.org or call 268-00.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, I don't have anything other than this. The UK Space Agency says that a Mars probe that's been missing for over a decade may have been found.
Really?
Yeah. What does that mean? Oh, it's always the last place you look.
Yeah. It's because when you find it, you stop looking.
That's right. The passing of Robert Kinoshita should be mentioned. You don't know who that is. That's the guy who became famous for designing Robbie the Robot back in the 1956 film Forbidden Planet. also was the robot that you saw in Lost in Space. 100 years old.
Holy cow.
Yep. As it turned out, Hollywood Reporter says the Danger Will Robinson robot in Lost in Space received as much fan mail as the humans on the cast did. Just saying. So Robert, for his part, also worked on various independent movies. He also worked on Barnaby Jones and Hawaii Five-0. So dead at the age of 100. Lived a long, full life, I'm presuming. On this date in history, the U.S. outlawed alcohol and went dry in 1920. 14 years after Prohibition, they changed it. Donnie and Marie premiered on ABC. And in 1987, M&M's The Red Color returned for the first time in 11 years after being banned because of that original red dye causing cancer in rats. Back on Monday, WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News.